I meant to get in touch last year, he said. It's just, I didn't know what to say. I froze, people pushing past us on either side. The mere mention of last year pinned me to the ground. I hadn't seen Owen in years, even though we had been friends back in the day. I wasn't surprised to see him, however. It was inevitable we were going to bump into each other at a gathering such as that evening's. It was the night of the premiere of Coming Home, a film about emigrant and mountain runner Paddy O'Leary, returning to Ireland to attempt the Wicklow Round. I too had completed this gruelling challenge. I was the first person to successfully summit the Wicklow Mountain's 26 peaks within 24 hours. There was no way I was missing the screening of this feat of endurance that had been such an integral part of my own life. Owen too was a mountain runner, one who had cruised the Wicklow Round on the day of his own attempt. For him, it was just one more thing to add to his phenomenal list of athletic achievements. Over a decade had passed since both Owen and I had completed our Wicklow Rounds. So much had happened in the intervening years. But last year, the time that Owen spoke of now, well, that was different. It's okay, don't worry about it, I replied quickly, swiftly brushing his comment away. Owen wasn't the only person who had no idea what to say to me. It was kind of him, though, to bring it up, to acknowledge my terrible loss. I had encountered others who were well aware of what had happened, yet jovially asked whether I was still racing in the mountains, when that was the furthest thing from my mind. Owen was brave enough not to ignore what was foremost in my life. It's just that, Owen continued, I wanted to let you know my dad died when I was 5. He then looked me square in the eye and said, your kids will be okay. My throat choked hard as he said those final words. Now it was I, not Owen, who did not know what to say. Here was Owen, not telling me that he was sorry for my loss, or telling me how hard it was going to be. Instead, here was Owen, who had excelled at so much, in a few simple words offering me hope. My boys and I would be okay.